and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, and I help creating engineering teams that move the needle. This week, we're going to be talking about getting rid of your heroes. Let's start with painting a picture. And this is literally something I have seen like 4 times in the past year alone. You have one of your early employees might still be an individual contributor, or they might have moved to some management capacity. That person is an amazing asset. Whenever there's a slack in the middle of the night, they wake up and they fix the issue. They are the ones customer success ring up when they need quick help. They might be the ones who quickly get things done if you have some POC, you need to do a quick demo, and you need to tailor something for that specific client. These are people who are often regarded truly as heroes because they save your bacon repeatedly, and everyone around them treat them as a fount of knowledge. They are your internal Stack Overflow. People use them to ask everything. If you watch these people during a workday, which is often what I do, you see people coming up to them and saying, "Hey, do you know what's managing those emails we haven't touched in years? Or do you have any idea what might be causing such and such to happen?" This is some sort of an exoskeleton brain for your entire team. And you know what? This is the least healthy kind of behavior you can accept. It might make sense as the team is small, but as you need to grow, you have to get rid of these heroes. Because the hero you deserve is a totally different thing. What we are describing here, essentially, is your entire team, and actually the entire organization, becoming dependent on this sole person. And I'm not saying that person might leave. Let's assume that person is here to stay until the last day of your company. That is still not a healthy thing to do because it harms your team on several levels. First of all, this screws with your ownership because if I, as an individual contributor, know that no matter what piece of code I'm working on, if there's some error, it's likely that Jane will wake up in the middle of the night and fix everything for me, then I'm not worried about my quality as much as I should be. And if I know that Jane will change everything because that's what makes sense, I might not feel enough ownership in order to even try and come up with my own ideas, with my own approaches, to speak up when things are not being done properly. All of that is because we know that there's someone, some sort of a chaos monkey, that's going to touch every piece of code. Further, these people are essentially crutches. I described the fount of knowledge, but the issue with such a fount of knowledge is that people do not learn by themselves. They get inculcated with the habit of simply asking that person. It's like having a good reference manual that you continually reach out to see the answer instead of eventually remembering things by yourself. I don't mean that you have to remember everything. I do mean that if you constantly have to reach out to someone who might not be able to answer you in those 5 minutes, you are wasting a lot of time, you are putting yourself out of flow, you're definitely putting that hero coder out of his or her flow. And even more, when these people get management responsibilities, they usually are the worst coaches for their employees. Instead of teaching whoever is under them to become independent, to be able to answer the questions, to be able to know what parts of the code need to be touched, to be able to become a truly self-actualized person in the company, they are standing in their way. They are stopping them, not intently. There's no harmful thinking here, no maliciousness. This is simply the way they operate by default, and you have to stop it. Because I've helped companies where the executive would come to me and say, "I've got 2, 3, 4, whatever, new hires who are here for months, and they are still not independent. They are still not as effective as I would have expected based on their experience, based on the recommendations we've got, based on even prior knowledge of how they work in different companies. And they come up to me and they say, what is going on? And the reason often is the fact that the hero coder is standing in the way. When you want to learn something and you come up to the person who knows, you go to your fount and you ask them, say, what should I do about X? A good coach would not bluntly provide you with the answer and that's it. A good coach will help you realize when you should be digging deeper, provide you with the background, letting you stumble for yourself. Each case deserves a different kind of action to slowly but surely build up your expertise. Coaching is hard. It definitely is way harder for the person that has all the answers, because you can be done with air quotes with the problem by simply providing the answer and be done in 5 seconds, or you can treat it as a learning opportunity, but that would require you to work so much harder. You'll have to invest time thinking how the person should be approaching the issue. What would be the best way for them to learn from this? Yes, it is hard, but again, this is a must. You have to get rid of your heroes. They can remain some sort of a hero as a fountain of knowledge anyway, but they should not be the only ones capable of doing such work. And now we turn the spotlight onto you. You have to do some good coaching here, because you need to talk with that hero and help them become an engineering force multiplier. I have a previous episode about that, but the gist is you have to help them realize that they will not be measured by how quickly they fix all the issues. But the real performance boost that you want to see here is how they help their entire team become better as a whole. Because that specific hero can only work 24 hours a day if they want. But by enabling and making everyone around them better, they can provide you with hundreds of hours of better productivity easily. That's how they can provide the most impact. That's the most brilliant thing they can do for the team. And that's exactly what they should be focusing on. So you don't have to physically kill your heroes, but you have to put a stop to this. This is a culture issue that should not remain for too long. It's a sort of a crutch that you all need to get rid of. Do it and get rid of them. Really, that's it. That's the gist of this episode. So thank you for joining me as always. If you haven't subscribed yet, click on the link in the show notes and subscribe to the Change Catalyst newsletter for tech executives. I promise you, you're going to get tens of thousands of dollars worth out of it. I should be charging for it, but I'm just nice that way. And if you don't get that value, I'll give you your money back. Link in the show notes. As always, thank you for joining me. Talk soon.